Thanks, Brett. Good morning. The National Weather Service says a coastal flood advisory remains in effect from 10 a.m. this morning to 1 p.m. this afternoon. The service says residents of Humboldt Bay will be most affected. Areas in King Salmon and other low-lying areas around Humboldt Bay. The high tide will aid in the minor flooding. Could also see flooding in Jackson Ranch Road in the Arcata Bottoms. An update, as the coroner's office has identified the victim of a fatal single-vehicle collision in the 5900 block of Erickson Way in Arcata Wednesday morning. 34-year-old Arcata resident Kenneth Mullenan was driving northbound on Erickson Way when, for unknown reasons, he left the roadway and crashed into a temporary bridge segment in a fenced equipment yard. The accident happened several hours before officers found the wreckage, and the cause of the collision remains under investigation. In a report received last night, sheriff's deputies were called out to Ashdown Avenue in McKinleyville Wednesday after receiving a report that a citizen was in foot pursuit of a burglary suspect. Deputies learned that the victim saw the suspect, later identified as 28-year-old Rob Harvey, with his dog standing next to the smashed passenger side window of his pickup Tuesday evening. Harvey began backing away after stealing money from the truck, and a short physical struggle ensued before Harvey fled the scene on his bike while calling out to his dog to attack. The victim gave up the pursuit at that time, but Wednesday, the victim called deputies again, reporting he had seen the suspect and followed him to a residence on Anderson Road. Deputies responded and arrested Harvey, who was booked on burglary and violation of probation charges. Mendocino County deputies arrested a former Oregon resident and convicted sex offender in Ukiah. Deputies responded to a tip from a concerned neighbor regarding 63-year-old David Nauman, who was convicted of rape in Oregon in 92. Nauman had lived in Ukiah since 2002 and has failed to register as a sex offender. He was booked into Mendocino County Jail for that failure. We'll have more KINS news after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
Reporter Dan Squire covers the need for more air service to and from Humboldt County. Here's Dan with more.
Last week, the Redwood Region Economic Development Commission, REDEC, announced that it had reached its fundraising goal of $1 million in community donations in the ongoing effort to recruit more air service to the county. There is a need for increased air service since Horizon canceled its twice-daily flights to Los Angeles despite our small population, as Supervisor Virginia Bass explains.
I think we do have needs. We have a lot of people who live here that actually work outside of the community. There's a lot of local businesses that can benefit. So do we expect, are we maybe expecting more than we should be getting by rights because we're not big? I think we're as important as we make ourselves be.
The loss of direct flights to Los Angeles, which were back on the burner last year when United made an offer but was later turned down, means a huge loss in federal matching funds as tens of thousands of former customers use other means to travel.
Right now, there's 50,000 less passengers flying a year since the Los Angeles route was nixed by Horizon. That's a lot of potential. And these are people, some are going for vacation, but a lot of them are going to work. And, so we are important. It's just, there's such competition and costs are so high for airlines that they want to get the bigger bang for the buck.
REDEC continues to look for the most cost-effective manner to get increased air service to the airport.
Thanks, Dan. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.